Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and talking about finances again, so important going into the new year, and specifically for women. Terrell Dinkins joins us. She is a financial advisor. Her new book is called One Bucket at a Time, A Woman's Guide to Creating Wealth. Good morning, Terrell.
Good morning, Twanda.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a native Atlantan. I'm what people call a true Georgia peach.
What?
Yes. Mom, wife, and I'm a financial advisor, wealth empowerment speaker, and now an author.
All right. This is your first book, huh?
This is my first book. Very excited about the book, what it can help, how it can help people, but particularly women.
So did you write the book because you have a personal story? Did you get into the financial area because of something that happened in your life? That's what I'm learning about most people, is that usually there was the impetus to make you go where you went.
You know, I always loved finance. And let me just tell you how I was one of those kids. I started counting when I was very young. I knew at an early age that I wanted to do something with numbers. As a matter of fact, when I went off to college, I majored in accounting and then changed it to finance. So numbers and money has always been my love. I really feel like I'm walking in my purpose. I'm walking and doing what I'm supposed to do.
That's awesome.
Helps with their money.
Awesome.
Because I've always been a good steward with my money ever since I can remember. Just always been a saver. Even in kindergarten, I had a piggy bank.
That's good. That's good. Considering that they don't teach it in school.
They don't teach it.
And I went back and looked at that. And in history, I think Lincoln, somewhere around those presidents, they decided that they would not teach this kind of stuff in school because they wanted people to fall into the credit trap.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because they make money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let's talk about the book, One Bucket at a Time, A Woman's Guide to Creating Wealth. Now, and I know the three buckets, you have four buckets.
I have four buckets.
Mm-hmm. You've got four buckets. And, you know, you talk about in the foreword about calm wealth. And tell us about that. What does that mean?
You know, calm wealth is kind of something that you dream about. Calm wealth is wealth when you're not worrying about money, when you've done your due diligence, when you're prepared, and you know that you prepared so that you don't have to worry about it. And I think we all need to get there. But the only way we can get there is when we start early and start saving.
Right.
But we first, and there's a chapter in the book that talks about first looking at the woman in the mirror, seeing where you are. We really do have to face our fears about money, face why we're in the predicaments that we're in. So that's what I mean by calm wealth. That whole dream of, you know, the family, taking vacations, and still having money saved away so that you're not worrying about your next vacation or paying off your credit card bill.
You know,
that's what calm wealth means to me.
And Terrell, I was just talking to somebody about, we got to get through Christmas. Most people owe so much in January. And it's a vicious cycle of overspending and then having to try to pay it off. But it takes years to pay some of this stuff off.
Because a lot of people take minimum payments. And let me just say, it has nothing to do with, you said it best, people aren't taught. I work with a lot of professional women, and these are people that make huge incomes. But they're not taught how to balance a checkbook or how to manage their money. I speak a lot at Morehouse School of Medicine to some of the medical residents, and I purposely go there because I know the whole balancing and budgeting is so beyond their curriculum. So these are going to be people that are going to come into a lot of money. They just don't know what to do with it, and I see it all the time. Even for those who aren't huge spenders, they will have money just sitting in a checking account.
Doing nothing. Right, doing nothing.
Just don't know what to do.
Yeah, not working for them. That's true.
So you have people like me that I stay in my lane. This is what I love to do. I can't go out and teach you about Streptococcus aureus or some sort of
some bacteria.
but I can't help you with your finances. And people just don't know because they're not taught.
Yeah. I just know. I thank God that I am not going into January owing anybody. So it's a blessing. But, you know, it really takes, like you said, looking at that woman in the mirror and really saying, I want something different. And I'm gonna do something different, and sticking to it, make a plan and stick to it. There are some folks that I know personally that make a whole lot of money, but they live like poor people. Because they spend it all. They don't save anything. They buy frivolous things. And sometimes I know I said to a friend of mine recently that bought something real crazy. And I said, you have nothing else to do. Why did you do that? You need to take that back and put that money somewhere that'll be useful for you. Because I said, you're not going to be where you are forever.
That's right.
You're not going to make this amount of money forever. What are you thinking about?
Well, you know what people have to do? They have to find, if you have an individual who's making a lot of money, if you told them that they need to save all of the money, it's not going to happen. So what you have to do is find a balance between saving and building wealth and lifestyle. And I think you're a little bit more successful when you can help the person find balance between the two.
It's
but
true.
Most people they're high on the lifestyle side low on savings. My goal as an advisor is to try to help them find balance. And I think I'm more successful when I help them find balance between the two, between lifestyle and building wealth.
And that's a big thing. It really is. You want a great lifestyle, but I guess I'm so practical. I'm like, if I made $1 trillion, I still wouldn't buy a mansion because I don't need a mansion. My kids are grown. You know, it's just me and my husband and my mom. What do you need a mansion for? Who's going to clean that thing up?
I talk about making mansions in the book and how many people end up, you know, being upside down in their homes. Now, we do have those times in our lives when we say we want to throw caution to the wind. Well, we've been so practical, and I use myself as an example because I'm always very practical. But on occasions, I want to throw caution to the wind. But it's okay if I've prepared for that and not spend all of my money. So occasionally, I think we can enjoy our life, find a toy. But again, there has to be balance.
Yes, absolutely. You know, for women, you talk about the fact that we live longer, and we do. My grandmother is 89. My grandfather died 25 years ago.
Wow.
25 years ago.
And she never remarried?
Nope, never remarried. He left her, you know, property, paid off everything. I mean, he did right. I said that to say that 25 years he preceded her, and she's still living. She'll be 89.
Oh, my grandmother's 95.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, too, and this is why, I dedicated the book back to women. There will be situations where I say all the time that women will be the last ones walking the earth. So in a situation with your grandmother, she has, it seems like, done a great job with what she has been given from your grandfather. But there are some women who are never taught. And that's why this book is good. If you are left in a situation where you have to go it alone with the finances, at least know how to do it and maintain what you've been given.
Yeah, you talk about widowhood, which is, you know, my grandmother is a widow, and she had 10 grown children. So, and all the great-grands and great-great-grands and all of that. But, you know, what do you do with your money? How do you take care of that? And you also say, a man is not a plan.
A man is not a plan. That's one of my favorite chapters in the book. A man is not a plan. And I think I've had so many professional women that actually will limit themselves to doing certain things because they're waiting. I think we need to live our lives, plan our lives, be prepared financially in our lives. And I think sometimes it attracts better people when you're not waiting around on someone to be your knight in shining armor.
Right.
And so many of us still do that.
I remember when I bought my first house and somebody says, you're buying a house and you're not married? I said, is that a prerequisite? Did I not get the memo? Yeah, I bought three houses before I got married.
See, that's right. And that was likewise. I was 26 when I purchased my first home.
Yeah.
My husband and I had both, we were young, and we both purchased our first home, and I think it was great. We were two people that had, we didn't think about the spouse or think about a future spouse.
But I got to wait for somebody, you know. That's crazy. You got to wait for somebody to buy a house?
Mm-hmm.
No way. No way. I just thought that was really crazy. You know, another big thing for women, and you talk about this in the book, if you got a shopping demon, you better get rid of it.
It sounds like you really read that book. I'm very happy.
I did read the book. But so many, I mean, just shop. I'm going to worry about that tomorrow.
Yeah,
and credit cards.
Or
the credit card
I hear
debt.
This a lot. I deserve it.
I deserve it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what you deserve is a great retirement.
What you deserve is a balanced lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I think a great retirement, a balanced lifestyle, guaranteed sources of income throughout your life through retirement.
So
we just have to start early. We're not doing it.
Right. And you talk about the sandwich generation. A lot of us baby boomers, on the tail end of baby boomers, are taking care of our traditionalist parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, 70, 80, 90 years old. And then you have kids in college. And so you're in the middle and finances having to go both ways. It's a tough time.
It's a very tough time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the book is really a guide. I provide you with guide and direction, but also it's something that it's a working book.
Yes.
You can ask questions. The book allows you to write in the book. I mean, there are areas for mm-hmm. notes so that you can really dig deep in your soul and find out where you are.
So let's talk about the money buckets. You have four.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the first money bucket?
Short-term bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And most people will have a short-term bucket. They may not have it fully filled, but the short-term bucket is your liquid bucket cash.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere that you need to have your emergency fund, just your everyday money. Something that you don't have to worry about it losing its value if you pull the money out.
Right.
And then we have our midterm bucket, which a lot of people don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And the midterm bucket, I think, is a fun bucket. There's risk that may be associated with that bucket.
Right.
But that's where you can, you know, have fun with the stock market, mutual funds, real estate investment, trusts, REITs. That's just your investment bucket. And a lot of people are afraid to stick their toes in that bucket. And then we have our long-term bucket.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have a long-term bucket. They have their 401k plans in that. Their 401k, 403b, 457 plans.
Right.
So people have money in those. So typically when I see a client, they'll have something in the short-term and the long-term bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But the guaranteed bucket, that's a bucket that some people will have, some won't. And you traditionally see pension plans, and those have gone away. But I, unfortunately for me, I will get a pension plan from an old employer.
So am I, yeah.
See, and that's
mm-hmm.
great.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes away. And then you can create items, and I'm not going to give everything away to Wanda, but
mm-hmm.
you can create money in your G bucket or your guaranteed bucket. And I kind of detail that in the book.
Yeah, and you know, another part of the guaranteed bucket is life insurance policies or products. We really need to look at that.
Exactly. People are, you know what, there. I know some very wealthy men. People think about life insurance as death insurance.
Right.
And you can use it. I recently used some cash in my life insurance to do some things that I need to
mm-hmm.
do. But that's something that a lot of us just aren't aware of. Or you'll hear some other people out there that say that's not a great place to have money, but it is a great place if you want to create some guarantees.
It's a guaranteed
way. And you don't
want
exactly. to, you know, run
mm-hmm.
risk, put all your money in your
mm-hmm.
midterm bucket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's an excellent place. And, again, I detail a lot of what can go in those buckets inside in the book.
So you've got Terrell's personal top 10 wealth building tips in Chapter 7. Give us a few of those tips going into 2016.
Well, I'm going to give you two of my favorites.
Okay.
First and foremost is you have to pay yourself first,
mm-hmm.
and you have to make it automatic. That's where we fall straight. If you trust yourself that you're going to put money in a savings account, it doesn't happen. You have to make it automatic.
Right.
And then another one that's kind of, I call it quirky for me, is I don't own what they call the Visa debit card.
Mm-hmm.
I use just a regular debit card, and then I record any transactions that I pull from my debit card in a checkbook. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of old school. I record everything
okay.
down.
That
manually.
Is old school.
I do. You know, think about this, Tawanda. with all of the technology that we have, with all of the apps that remind you of where your money be, we're still in dire straits. Mm-hmm. But think about our parents or our grandparents. They recorded their transactions.
Yes, they
wrote it down, and they were in better shape financially than we are today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they make it so easy for you. With the this young lady was telling me the other day, I was talking to her about money, about mm-hmm. saving, and she said, "I got a swipe problem." No, she said, "I got a swipe addiction," and I just fell out laughing.
Because I talk about the swipe demon.
Yeah. She says, "I got a swipe addiction." I was like, "Girl, you better get rid of that swipe addiction." She said, "It keeps me in trouble because I don't look at my bank account. I don't know how much money I have." And I said, "Really?"
That's right.
And I said, they make it so easy. You can get your balance all day if you want to.
But here's where people get in trouble is they look at their account and they see that they have cash in the account. Mm-hmm. So they swipe. But the problem with the swipe is that they forget that a bill has to come out.
Right.
Or all of their bills hadn't cleared their account. Mm-hmm. And then that's when they reach for their credit card. So they've swiped so much with their debit card, and now they have to go to the credit card because they've forgotten or they have to stop. So that's why I record everything now.
Yeah.
So those are some of the two things. I record my credit card transactions as well as debit transactions
mm-hmm.
if I have them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I write everything down. I'm a writer. I don't necessarily trust what the banking system says. I trust what I have written down because that's a little bit more true than what's the bank is showing.
Well, because they flip everything all around anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people find One Bucket at a Time?
Well, on Friday, December 18th, will be the official release date of the book. And you can go to onebucketnation.com or Amazon, and you'll find the book. Or also, the book will be at booklogix.com, which is the publisher for
mm-hmm.
the book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to create a nation of savers.
Yes.
And One Bucket Nation is my company that will have the book available to anyone who wants to purchase it.
All right. OneBucketNation.com is where you can go. And is that also where they can find out more information about you and where you're going to be speaking?
You can. Yeah, that's the perfect place. Go there. You'll learn a little bit about me. You can actually read some of the reviews about the book at OneBucketNation.com. And also, please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at One Bucket Nation.
All right. Terrell Dinkins, financial advisor, wealth empowerment speaker, and author, One Bucket at a Time, A Woman's Guide to Creating Wealth. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Tawanda.